Everybody, it's me, Melissa. This is the third mini movie review. This one's going to be 2016's Raw. I've heard good things about it. Well, I've heard that it's memorable and apparently a little squeamish for people. That basically it's got a lot of gore. It's a French film. It was originally titled Grave. It's a French-Belgian horror film where it's basically a young vegetarian is at vet school, and she has meat for the first time and develops this whole, like craving for meat and flesh. And the film first premiered at the 2016 Cannes Film Festival and was released in France on March 15th, 2017. It was released to the United States on March 10th, 2017. It runs about 99 minutes. The budget was $3.8 million, and in the box office it only made $3.1 million. But it still had really good reviews. You can find it on Netflix or rent it pretty much anywhere. So I'm going to go ahead and get started on it here in a second. It's rated R, and I'm going to go ahead and take a look, and it looks like it's going to be pretty intense here. The director for this movie was Julia DeCorno. It stars Garance Marillier, Ella Rumpf, and others. Looks like it's going to be pretty interesting. Like I said, I don't know too much about this one. So I'm going to go ahead and hear and watch the movie. Again, it's 2016's Raw, and I'll go ahead and see what's up, and I'll be back in a second. Okay, so I'm back from watching the movie, and I forgot to mention in the beginning that this movie is because it's French, it's in French, so there are subtitles. Really, that's not a deal breaker for me. I've watched many movies with subtitles that were great. Doesn't make me, like, put off by the movie or anything, but I just wanted to let you guys know, just so you know, if you watch the movie, that it is in French, so, you know, you'd have to do English subtitles, which is what I did. So the movie, there's one word for this movie. I'm going to say strange. It's not that it was bad or anything. It was just strange. It wasn't, there were some parts that were intense, but really, like, I was looking up some stuff about the movie, and when they showed the movie at the festivals and things, some people fainted, some people threw up, some people, like, left the theater, and really, it really wasn't, I didn't find it squeamish really that much at all. I mean, they had some really good shots of things being gross or, you know, kind of body horror kind of stuff that were, you know, or things like that. You know, there was blood, but it wasn't anything like I thought it was going to be. I mean, I was eating while I watched this, so I don't know what that says about me. But it really, I mean, it was intense on some of the gore a little bit, but it was fairly realistic. So it wasn't, that would maybe be a little more squeamish. The fact that it was more like, oh my gosh, that could happen. You know, like that's kind of messed up. But it really wasn't over the top or anything. So I mean, for that, I'd say, you know, if you are sensitive to that stuff, maybe not watch it. But I mean, I didn't really think it was that crazy. If you like horror movies and you've seen a lot of those kind of, like, this probably won't really gross you out. But it is an interesting movie, and it was entertaining, and I liked the ending a lot. But the thing that made it so strange is they're supposed to be going to this veterinary school, like this big college for veterinary school, and it's a pretty impressive school in the fact that they work with like they just bring a horse into one room and they'll intubate it and do all that stuff for like surgery prep, and then they'll have like a cow just hanging out in one of the lecture halls that people can whatever they're doing with it, and then they also had like some stables set up inside where people were practicing on, I guess, artificially inseminating the cow and things like that. And so, I mean, it was fairly, like, large-scale animal, which I thought was kind of interesting. Now, there is a scene where they all start surgery on dogs. So, I mean, that part was a little weird, but, I mean, they each had their own, like, actual dog that was, I mean, it was prosthetic or whatever, but like it that was kind of weird, I thought. But I was like, oh, okay, they do work on dogs. But yeah, so that was a little crazy. But I mean, it's really, it was done well, like for the gore and stuff, and the practical effects on the makeup and stuff looked really good. And the actress who played Justine, the main character, she did a great job. It's kind of fun to watch, or kind of interesting to watch her. She kind of just transforms into this animalistic type of person. And so it's kind of interesting. But the thing that really threw me off about the movie is, like I said, at the veterinary school, it is the weirdest school I've ever, like, ever seen portrayed in a movie. There's this whole, it's a veterinary school, right? So it's just people going to, because they love animals and they want to work with, you know, and there's this whole crazy, like, hazing week, which really that timeline doesn't line up super great with the school. I don't know. It seems like hazing week lasted really long, if that's what they were implying, because it seemed like it took longer than the week that all this went down. And so, you know, it's basically about Justine and her sister, Alexia, and they're both in the same school. It's the same school their parents went to. They're all vets, I guess, you know, and it's just a really weird school. There's a hazing week where the use of, I guess, was real blood that they threw on the students. And it's like, there's just a lot of things that happen in the movie in some of the dorms, where a lot of the dorms were kind of like tiny apartments, but it was like a lot of these things happen where it was like, no way people would put up with this. Like, they were throwing paint around and things and pulling people out of bed and making them crawl on the floor and the, you know, and it was just like, that wouldn't fly. And all the professors are just like, yep, that's what happens, you know. And like the nurse's office, she's like, yep, just stay out of it if you don't want to do it. And, you know, and it's like, why is this a tradition? I don't understand why it's so hard and forceful at a vet school. What is happening? Like, I would not want anything to do with that. And I mean, I'm assuming they're in France or somewhere in France. I couldn't really find where it was set. I mean, if you know, email me at goodeveningpod@gmail.com. But like, I took a quick search and didn't really exactly see. I'm going to guess France or somewhere around there. They also have these intense, like, parties throughout. If this is supposed to be a week, it's quite a lot of partying. And these parties are crazy. I'm like, there's no, like, come on. These people were, like, 18 through, like, 21. And it was just, like naked people and people making out and people dropping all these drugs. And there's music. And you don't know where they're at. Apparently, they're near a morgue or something at the party. Like, it's all this crazy. I'm like, this is not, I don't know. It was a lot. All I know is I wouldn't want to go to that school. That's just me. If I'm not really into that kind of stuff, but it was a lot. I'm like, that's a lot to take on, especially if you're just now getting into a really good school. Like, apparently it's a really good school. Yeah, so that was a little, it kind of was like, what is happening in this movie? But the rest of it was good. You know, I liked it. If you're into horror movies and, you know, like checking out new horror movies, this one's good. It's a good movie. I mean, it's not great, but it definitely keeps you intrigued. And like I said, it kind of wraps it up a little at the end, which is nice. So yeah, I would definitely say check it out. If I had to rate it, I'm going to go by, let's use rabbit kidneys. So out of 10 rabbit kidneys, I will give it 6. 6 out of 10 rabbit kidneys. It was pretty well shot for some of it. And it was neat seeing like the transformation of Justine, and like just the scenes were just crazy. Yeah, there's also like this animalistic like sex scene that's pretty intense. So I mean, there's just like all this stuff that, you know, you're kind of like, it keeps you guessing like what's happening, you know, what's going on and all this stuff. But yeah, I can't see this ever happening at a school with some of these hazing things. There's no way. I don't see how it would have anything that, or at least that the students wouldn't even complain. You know, some of this is just like, what? No one's mad. No one's calling the police. Okay. But anyways, like I said, 6 out of 10 rabbit kidneys. Definitely, you know, give it a whirl if it's not super gory or anything. I mean, it's a little squeamish on some stuff, but it's actually pretty entertaining. So yeah, go ahead and check it out. That's 2016 Raw. And thank you for listening.